Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we have a special guest this morning, Pulitzer Prize finalist Christopher Diaz. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
And you're with us because you have a new play opening at Alleyway Theater here in Buffalo.
I do. Interestingly, I have two shows coming to Buffalo this year, but the most immediate one is a show called Things from Friends opening up in the next couple of days.
Actually, the preview is tonight at 7:30 at the Alleyway.
Yes. But, oh, that other little play that's coming, that what was it called? He Wrote Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, a musical that I collaborated on with my colleague and friend Alicia Keys.
I read that you and Alicia Keys worked on that for 10 years?
We worked on it for 13 years.
13!
She had an idea that she wanted to do a musical, not about her life story, but about who she was when she was a young woman. And she put out the call for some writers who might be good fits. And I sat down with her and we talked not about musicals, but about hip-hop music and being in New York City in 1995, and then it took 13 years. There was a little global pandemic in the middle of all of that, but we made a show that we're real proud of.
So that is coming to Buffalo to Shays in October, but Things with Friends is here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a dinner party at kind of the end of the world. Can you tell us about this play, please?
Yeah, I mean, we try not to give away too much about what's going on here because it wants to be a slow burn play, but it is in that dinner party play tradition. I like to call it rich people sitting on a couch drinking wine plays. And to me, the pinnacle of that is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And this has relationships to that, but it's doing something completely different. I don't think this is giving away too much to say I started working on this in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. I was living in Brooklyn, New York, and we were dealing with what happens when rain comes to an island. And New York City is a couple of islands put together, and how easy it would be for us to be cut off from the rest of the world and how that might change how we go about our day-to-day life, and in some ways how we wouldn't change how we go about our day-to-day life. Some of us would still be sitting there looking out the window at the rain, having a nice glass of wine and a big old steak.
And there we go.
Well, I think your comparison to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf should put people on the edge of their seat. Get ready, folks. Something's going to happen.
The play is called Things with Friends, and it's at Alleyway right now. So thank you, Christopher. I think that you've whetted the appetite, as they say, for a dinner party play or Alleyway Theater, Things with Friends by Christopher Diaz. Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, Peter, after we spoke to Christopher Diaz, I did get an opportunity to see the play, which has opened at the Alleyway Theater. It is a wicked dark comedy about a couple holding a dinner party after Manhattan has begun to crumble in the wake of global warming. And these guests arrive, and without spoiling it, they have an agenda.
But while I understand the great island of Manhattan is not inhabitable, the promised land is New Jersey?
The promised land is New Jersey. Ah, but this couple lives on the 27th floor. Dot, dot, dot. We'll talk about it after you've seen it. But there's lots to see, in fact, though. Tonight, we have opening, we talked about it before, Laughing Troll Cafe at BUA, and that's the one about a certain children's book writer who says some untoward things to the press, which threatens to disturb her franchise.
I just love it that the characters in her book come to have an intervention with her at the Laughing Troll Cafe.
Yeah, I think this has nothing to do with Harry Potter. What do you think? Also opening is Islander, a musical set in Scotland at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. And lest we forget, you could still see Jesus Christ Superstar, musical first production at Shays 710.
With some very dramatic casting, including young man Quinn McGillan as Judas. And I thought that was an inspired choice.
I didn't really remember that Judas was such a large role until the other night.
I didn't either.
And didn't realize that Quinn had that level of vocal dexterity. And who knew that Philip Ferrugia could sing that low?
It was a night of surprises, I'll tell you that.
A night of surprises, yes. From Things with Friends to Jesus Christ Superstar, plenty to see and do.
How about a Broadway tour?
Big Broadway tour, Water for Elephants, based on the novel of the same title coming into Shays. We saw it on Broadway. It's thrilling.
Well, I was going to ask, what's it all about?
It takes place during the Depression, and Jacob Jankowski, a down-on-his-luck former veterinary student, joins a traveling circus. He falls in love with a woman who's trapped in an abusive marriage to the animal trainer who is busily abusing Rosie, an elephant who seems to be untrainable until Jacob realizes she doesn't understand English. She understands Polish. Spoiler? Well, people should have read the novel. But at any rate, the drama that ensues is captivating and exciting and beautifully staged in this musical, coming into Shays on Tuesday. Water for Elephants at Shays starting Tuesday. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.